Galatians chapter 5. As we continue in the series on the fruit of the Spirit, today we are going to get the opportunity to talk about the fruit of meekness. The fruit of the Spirit, meekness. The Bible tells us in verse 22 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. Meekness, the fruit of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, we do ask for your strength. We pray that you would teach us. You would help us to see how you want to instill, that you want to create through your grace, through your Spirit, meekness in our hearts and lives, in how we speak, in how we act, how we treat others, that meekness would be the quality, the virtue of our life. And Father, I pray that you would teach us about this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a little something I'd like you to look at. And what we have here, this is a nice new vehicle here that has a powerful engine under the hood. This engine is here in a cross section so that you can see what the inside of that. Under the hood, there's got to be a powerful engine to drive that vehicle. And so taking some of the part, cutting it in half, and being able to see the inside of that, we can notice that. And I want you to also notice over here on the next slide, here we have a picture, an active video of a different engine working. On an engine, this is called the crankshaft, and these are pistons that are riding there, all right? And this is called a timing belt, and up here you have valves. There are exhaust valves, and there are valves that let the fresh air in. They're intake valves, and what you have is you have the blue pictures, the fresh gas fumed air coming in, and then it is sparked and explodes, and that's when you see the fire on each of those cylinders. And so that when it explodes, the fire pushes that piston down, and that's what drives the crankshaft, and that's what gives you power. Now, what I want you to understand is that inside of the engine, there is oil that runs down in the bottom here, and it's pumped and flung and pumped up into all these parts. And so oil is actually riding in here so that when those pistons are going up and down, that the oil is in here. And that oil is essential to that engine working, because without that oil, engine would just run for a couple of minutes, and it would actually just melt. It would just break down inside because of the friction and the heat. And so oil is essential to that engine operating. Now, you can get a lot of work done with a powerful engine, but you would get no work done without having oil in your engine. Now, I brought a little oil with me this morning. Here's a jug of oil, and let's break out some of this oil. Oh, look at that. Now, I want you to just give me your finger. Rub your finger and thumb together. Like, do you feel how that oil is smooth, right? Do you see that? Okay. Now, don't wipe that on your clothes, but you can rub it together and feel the smoothness. In fact, take a paper towel and go ahead and wipe the oil off now, and you'll see that it actually is hard to get off. It's oiled your skin, and it makes a difference even though you try to wipe it off. It'll take a little bit of work to actually get the oil all the way off. Smells like engine oil. So, now, this is called a lubricant, okay? There are different kinds of lubricants, but this is motor oil. And in a motor like this, it is essential to that motor running. If you were to drain the oil, if you try to run an engine without oil, it would run for maybe 2, 3, or 5 minutes, and it would be done for. And that engine would be destroyed. It would not work again. It would need major, major overhaul and many parts replaced, because that oil is essential. Without it, the engine, regardless of how powerful the engine is, it will not run very long, okay? And also, an engine, well, not having oil will get very loud. It'll run very loud, and only, of course, for a couple minutes, and then it'll be all seized up and melted together. It'll just break it down. And so the motor oil is very important for that motor to run. All right? And I want to tell you something else about a motor here. This one's going actually very, very slow. Very slow. I know it's moving, you know, it's going there. And this is a four-cylinder straight, a straight four. And it's going quite slow. But you know what? The normal running RPM, rounds per minute, in a single minute of time, in 60 seconds, the normal rotation of this crankshaft would be 2,000, 2,500 rounds per minute. That's the normal rotations in a minute that when you're driving down the road, that engine that is rotating, okay? And so 2,500 RPMs or rounds per minute. That is very fast. So that engine is just going fast. And it's very essential to have oil. Now, I want to tell you about meekness. Right here, we've got a jug full of meekness, essentially. Because what this is to an engine is meekness. Meekness is enduring injury with patience. Meekness is enduring injury with patience. Somebody takes something from you, and you endure it patiently. That's meekness. You see, when meekness is placed into this motor, it can function and it can accomplish good things. Without meekness, the parts of this motor actually fight each other and eventually destroy each other. They do. Without meekness. So, enduring injury with patience, also defined in the dictionary as graciously working through challenging situations with humility. Meekness, graciously working through challenging situations with humility. Meekness, softness of temper, mildness, gentle, not easily provoked or irritated, not easily provoked or irritated, submissive to the divine will, not proud or self-sufficient. Meekness. You see, pride brings contention, but meekness, let's think about the engine again. Meekness in here, the lubricant, actually diffuses friction, right? Remember when we had it in our fingers and we rubbed it together? It made it smooth, right? It made it less friction, okay? And it's essential for the operation of that motor. That meekness in there, that lubricant in there, diffuses the friction and the heat. And in our lives, we need that meekness, okay? I want you to think about a couple of antonyms of meekness. Arrogance. Arrogance. Conceit. Egotism. Haughty. presumptuous, pretentious, self-assertive. Those are antonyms that the dictionary provided. Some synonyms to meekness would be humble, humble, lowly, modest, patient, gracious. I want you to know, first of all, that meekness is praised by the Lord. Meekness is praised by the Lord. You know what? In our society, a spirit of meekness is not praised. In our society, what's praised is that self-assertive, stand up for yourself, you know, claim your rights, you know, demand your rights. Well, that's not what God teaches us. The quality that God teaches us is not weakness, but strength under control. Remember, this engine would self-destruct in a very short amount of time without meekness running through its parts. All right? And so, very important for us to have meekness. So it's praised by the Lord. Matthew 5, notice what Jesus says. Verse 2, it says, and he opened his mouth, Matthew 5, verse 2, he opened his mouth and taught them. This is Jesus speaking, and he says in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed, verse 4, are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And now verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek. This virtue is praised by the Lord. In Isaiah 29 and verse 19, the Bible says, the meek also shall increase their joy. The meek shall increase their joy. In other words, God is saying, a meek person will be a joyful person. All right? And so meekness brings joy. You see, another word for joy could be harmony, all right? And as we look at the illustration of the engine again, we notice that when the lubricant is working and functioning and being pumped throughout the operations here, that lubricant provides harmony, right? Provides joy. Engine would clamor, it would clamor, make a lot of racket with no meekness in it, with no oil in it, and only for a short time, and then it would be done for. So the Lord praises meekness, and he says the meek shall increase their joy. I want you to notice that Jesus modeled meekness. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Matthew 11 and verse 28. The Bible says, Jesus speaking, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You see, Jesus himself he embodies meekness, right? Of which this oil illustrates the qualities of meekness. That Jesus embodies meekness. He is meek. And so he says, come to me and you'll find rest. You'll find peace. You'll find that type of wonderful quality in me. You're weary, you're heavy laden. He says, come to me, I'm meek. I'm meek. We'll find a harmony, a peace. And so Jesus modeled meekness. I want you to notice 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Now notice verse 23, who when he was reviled, See, there's friction, right? There was confrontation. When he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He committed himself. And so I want you to understand that in the quality of meekness, there is also a trust in God. There is a trust in God. It is not weakness. It's not just giving up and saying, oh, whatever happens, No, that's not the attitude of a meek person. Meekness actually brings productivity. It is actively diffusing friction and bringing about edification and productivity. That's exactly what's happening in here again. That oil is actively diffusing friction. It's not passive. It's actively diffusing friction, and it is bringing about productivity, all right? Harmony, productivity, edification. Jesus modeled meekness. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. This is a quality God modeled and God wants us to have. You think about when Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, and it was what we call Palm Sunday. And he was going to ride into Jerusalem as a king. But the Bible tells us in Matthew 21, verse 5, it says, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass." And so Jesus was described there as meek. He was coming into the city there not as a vicious bull, but rather as a gentle Savior. Notice that meekness is praised by our Lord. I want you to secondly be assured that meekness is produced by the Holy Spirit. We've already read Galatians 5, verse 23, that tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is meekness. And so meekness is a quality, a virtue that God produces in us as we walk with Him. And so we need to trust in God to get meekness, all right? For us to handle the intense, heated friction of life, we need God's help to lubricate, as it were, to diffuse friction, to bring about harmony in intense situations. And so meekness is a product of the Holy Spirit working in a person's life as they trust Him and cooperate with Him. And that brings us to number three. Meekness is pertinent to the success of the Christian life. Meekness is pertinent to the success of the Christian life. So not only is meekness praised by our Lord, meekness is produced by the Holy Spirit, but meekness is pertinent to the success of the Christian life. You show me a Christian that has no meekness, and I'll show you a Christian that is striving and fighting and has a lot of friction and unsettled chaos in their life. You show me a Christian that has meekness, and I'll show you someone who's teachable. Please notice James chapter 1, verse 21. James 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive," help me now, "receive with meekness the engrafted word," or the life-giving word, "which is able to save your souls." So God says, put away all this superfluity of naughtiness, this abundance of your disobedience, this abundance of your filthiness. And He says, receive how? With meekness. You see, a meek person is a teachable person. Someone who is not meek is not teachable. They know it all. They're not giving their attention to learn. They're like, oh, this isn't important. But a meek person is teachable. They're listening. They're willing to learn. They're not going around boasting that they know everything, and they're willing to. I can use that. That makes sense. Sure, that's a good idea that you had. I had this idea. You had that idea, but that would help me. And they'll grow. And God says, hey, you need to put away the superfluity of naughtiness in your life. The abundance. This is like a pot boiling over. That's what superfluity means. It's just gurgling out of there. And he says this naughtiness and filthiness, he says, lay that apart. And he said, receive with meekness. Receive with that that virtue what God would have us to learn. And so a meek person is a teachable person. I want you to also notice 2 Timothy 2 and verse 24. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. The Bible says, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. So we've seen not only meekness is important for us to be good learners, that a meek spirit is a teachable spirit. But we're also seeing here in this passage that meekness is required to be a faithful servant of the Lord. It says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Did you know that this piston here would oppose this cylinder without oil? They would hurt one another. But with meekness in there, they actually work together in harmony. And God says that as a servant of the Lord, it is essential that we have meekness in how we handle situations. Notice that again in verse 24 as well as 25. It says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive. That's fighting. This engine will be fighting with each other without oil. It'll be fighting against itself and will come to destruction. And the Bible says, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. And so, with God's Spirit helping us, we can diffuse friction in relationships. So this is essential in so many areas of life. And our time is really up here this morning, and I have more I would like to say. But in closing, I would like to like you to understand that meekness is not a passive resignation. It's just kind of this ho-hum, whatever, attitude. I don't care attitude. Not at all. Meekness is a dependence upon the Lord that is able to work through situations that have much friction or potential for friction and potential for heat. Did you know that because of this meekness in the engine here, that this explosion is controlled? Because of the parts working together, and there can actually be fire inside there and explosion, and yet it's able to be put to productive work because of an essential element. Certainly there's more than just this. But this lubricant put into a church, put into relationships, in a marriage, all these things, they can actually help there to be productivity between the parts instead of friction and destruction. And so meekness is a very important and active dependence upon the Lord, trust in the Lord, that shows itself in a patient and gentle handling of even the most difficult and delicate of situations or injustices. Meekness is the lubrication that diffuses what would otherwise be destructive friction and turns it to rather God-honoring edification. And so we can either have friction or we can handle things with patience. We'll either have anger or we can rather have love extended. So, friction diffused, patience embraced, anger averted, love extended. Meekness is an essential element for a Christian's life and ministry, and so we can see the importance of it here this morning. We'll talk more next week, Lord willing, about meekness, the lubrication you don't want to leave home without. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless your word, and I pray that you'd help us to recognize it's not something you're asking us to produce of ourselves, but rather to walk with you and yield for you to produce it in and through our lives. Lord, we know that in interactions in daily life, at home and in the body of Christ and in our community, this lubricant is vital. This meekness, this quality of character is vital for the edification and success of our lives and the lives of others around us. Lord, please guide us and help us to see this produced in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.